Liturgical Day, Sunday, the 2nd in Ordinary Time. The Gospel according to St. John. The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "There is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. It is he of whom I said, 'A man comes after me, who is already ahead of me, for he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing to prepare for him, so that he might be revealed in Israel." And John also gave testimony, "I saw the Spirit coming down on him like a dove from heaven and resting on him. I myself did not know him, but God who sent me to baptize told me, 'You will see the Spirit coming down and resting on the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' Yes, I have seen, and I declare that this is the chosen one of God." Our commentary is by Father Joaquim Fortuny from Tarragona, Catalonia. Today, when seeing Jesus, we hear John saying, "There is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." What must have all those people thought? And what do we think ourselves? In the celebration of the Eucharist, we all pray, quote, "Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us," unquote. And the priest invites the congregation to the communion by saying, quote, "There is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world," unquote. When John said, quote, "This is the Lamb of God," we should have no doubts. They all understood what he meant, as the Lamb is a metaphor of messianic character that prophets like Isaiah had already used, and it is very well known to the good Israelites. On the other hand, the Lamb is the animal Israelites sacrificed to celebrate their Passover, marking freedom from the Israelites from the Egyptian slavery. The Pasch dinner consists of eating a lamb. And even the apostles and the fathers of the church state that the lamb is a sign of purity, simplicity, goodness, gentleness, innocence. And Christ is purity, simplicity, goodness, gentleness, and innocence. St. Peter will say, quote, "For you know that it was not with perishable things, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect," unquote. And St. John in Revelation uses 30 times the word lamb to describe Christ. Jesus Christ is the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world, which has been immolated to give us grace. Let us fight to always live by grace, to fight against sin, to hate it. The beauty grace gives to the soul is so great that no treasure can compare with it. It makes us agreeable to God and worthy of being loved. That is why the Gloria of the Mass mentions the peace of those men the Lord loves, of those who live by grace. John Paul II tells us, while urging us to live by the grace the Lamb has given us, quote, "Pledge to live by the grace. Jesus was born at Bethlehem precisely for that reason. To live by grace is the supreme dignity, the ineffable joy, the guarantee of peace, the marvelous ideal."